The Boy Who Cried Wolf. Now there was once a shepherd boy whose job it was to watch a flock of sheep all day. The sheep belonged to all the families in his town, and the families told him that if he ever needed help, he was to run to the top of a nearby rock and call. For you see, there were wild animals that could attack the sheep when they were out grazing in the pasture. Well, one day this shepherd boy found he had nothing to do and was bored.
Am I bored? Nothing to do but watch sheep eat grass all day long. I want company. I want some excitement. Why, I'm so bored I wouldn't even mind if a wild animal came roaring out of the forest after my sheep. Say, that would be fun. Then I'd get to run to the top of that rock and call for the townspeople, and I'd see them look up from their work in the fields and run up here as fast as can be. Boy, I bet they'd run fast, especially if I yelled, "Wolf!" Hey, maybe I should yell "Wolf" just to give them some practice at running up here. Sure, why not?
So up jumped the shepherd boy, and running to the top of the rock, he called out as loudly as he could,
"Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!"
Wife, isn't that the shepherd boy calling from the rock?
Yes, husband. Grab your pitchfork. We must go help him.
The farmer and his wife ran up the trail to the pasture, followed by all the other adults in town, for everyone had heard the shepherd's call.
Where's the wolf, boy? Did he eat any sheep?
Have no fear, everyone. There is no wolf. I only call for practice.
Practice? Well, all right. It's probably a good thing to practice.
As long as they had come all the way up to the pasture, many of the villagers stayed and visited with the shepherd boy for a while. This pleased him so much that after a few days went by and the boy was getting bored once again, he again ran up to the top of the rock and cried,
"Wolf! Wolf! Wolf!
Wife, wolf! It's that shepherd boy again.
Come, husband, let's go quickly."
Again the villagers ran up the trail to the pasture, only to find...
Well, boy, where's the wolf?
There is no wolf. I just thought you folks might like to come up here to visit with me again.
Now listen here, boy. The first time we understood. The second time we are annoyed. Don't call us again unless there really is a wolf.
Yes, sir.
The villagers returned to their work in the fields. A week went by before the boy thought to try his trick again.
Wolf! 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 Wolf!
Again for the third time, the villagers ran to the boy's aid. And again for the third time, the boy said there was no wolf. The farmer was now very angry.
That's the last straw. Come on, wife.
Shortly after this, a real wolf did come lurking out of the forest. The shepherd boy saw it right away.
Aha! I see you, Mr. Wolf, but just you wait. I'll have the townspeople up here in no time. Wolf! Wolf! Why aren't they coming? Can't they hear me? Wolf! Wolf! Oh no! The beast is eating the sheep! Wolf! Wolf!
But this time the villagers, who had been fooled 3 times before, thought the boy was fooling them again, and not a one came running up the path to help him. The wolf had a fine meal on his flock, and when the boy complained that no one had come to help him, the farmer replied,
"Well, no one believes a liar, even when he speaks the truth."